When our youngest daughter, Quinn, was 13 years of age, she was not feeling well, and we weren't sure what was wrong with her. And that came to a crisis on one Saturday.
This is
before the end of the day, we had taken her to A.I. DuPont Children's Hospital in Wilmington, Delaware,
pious,
where she was diagnosed with
waking up and
type 1 or juvenile diabetes.
Sunday.
And we knew that the rest of her life would
be
different.
Be with
there
my
was
brothers
no new
and
normal
sisters
for her and for us.
We raise our voices together. We greet
one of the things
other.
I remember the doctor telling
another.
Us on that occasion is,
good
this is a terrible disease,
I'm so
but if you have to have
the fact that God in his wisdom
type 1 diabetes,
there needs to be a day, there needs to be a Sabbath, there needs to be a Lord's
the best
day.
Time to have it is
set apart.
Now, and the
so
best
not
place
the
to have it is here. In other words,
there
are resources that are now available.
Come to the table.
That up until very recently had not been available.
When our daughter Quinn,
there's
who is our
new
youngest daughter, was
technology,
13 years old,
new
she had been sick
therapies
for a while. We didn't quite
that
know
were never available until now.
Suddenly,
and you live in the right country
on a Saturday.
To have access to those
and before
resources.
The day was over, we had taken
this is
her
not a disease that you want
Children's
to have
in
the third
Delaware.
World somewhere.
She was diagnosed there.
And
with
so, in the next
one or juvenile
days
diabetes.
After that diagnosis.
We knew that there would be a new normal.
Learn
this
what this new thing in our life
that,
meant, and in Quinn's life meant.
Would be
the staff there at AI
DuPont
was quick to put us in touch with all kinds of resources and support groups and gatherings of parents.
I remember the doctors
that were taking place even in the community where we live.
Look,
that we
juvenile diabetes is a terrible disease, but if you've got
and
to
I,
have it,
I'm aware of the fact that in a city like Raleigh.
And
there are
the
seemingly
place.
An endless number
there are,
of
there,
those
so
kind of support groups
to.
For
we have so
almost
much
any,
technology.
Almost
so
any
much
mentionable physical malady. There's some
ago.
Group out
and
there
this is
that
the
you
right
can
place.
Go
this is a
be helped
disease
by.
To have in a third world country.
And it's not just the
and
physical
just
things.
To,
there are all kinds of things
it.
That are
you know,
part of our social support network here in our own city.
Over
the homeless, there's help available to you. If you need legal help, there's help available to you. If you need financial help, there's help available to
other
you.
Other groups of families who were also had a child.
If you're a newly arriving refugee and you're trying to learn your way around and learn the language, there's help available to you. It seems
amazing
like there's almost an endless
support
system in place.
And it often strikes me.
It's a wonderful thing.
How many kind of groups there are.
So the question for Northridge Church is
serving a particular need.
What could we possibly
group
bring
of
to our city?
Disease, a group of people who perhaps
someone
have
else
some
isn't already doing.
Need for
what does our city need from
or
us?
They are homeless, or they
and I think at Northridge Church, we would
people,
all very quickly say, what we have to give to our city is Christ.
And help people
it's the gospel.
English, and there are other
the gospel of salvation.
Health issues, and they're just. You know, when you
so over the last weeks,
the
we've been
social
looking at this, using as kind of
our
theme
our
verse
community.
From Hebrews
really
2, chapter 3. How shall we
all that
escape
is
if we neglect such a great salvation? We've been exploring what does this such a great salvation mean?
So
and
grateful.
As the weeks have gone by, we've been looking at that. And this morning, I want us
so
to,
when we look
in the few moments that we have, just remind our own hearts that one of the things that this salvation means for us is it brings life where there was death.
And we say, okay, so what do we have? That our city
Jesus
needs.
Said, I have come.
What's lacking that we could provide?
That you might have life.
I know that in Northridge Church, we don't have any
you
trouble
might
answering
have it
that. The answer
to the
is
full,
Jesus.
Or that you might have
no,
it in abundance. That's why I've come.
Jesus.
I've come.
Our city needs
so that
him.
You might have life.
And so for these last few weeks,
these
these
chapter
last few Sundays,
two verse four,
we've been using it
because of his great
theme,
love for
verse,
us, God, who is rich in mercy,
chapter two,
made
verse three,
us alive
escape
with Christ,
neglect or ignore such
even when
great
we were
salvation.
Dead
we've been looking
in transgression,
reminding ourselves of just how great this salvation
God
is,
God raised us up with Christ,
is,
seated with
and to be
us with him
renewed in our confidence of the gospel, the life-changing,
we who were dead
saving,
in our trespasses, life-giving work
of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this morning, what I want to remind you of is this, that in the gospel of Christ, in the provision
of
mind
Christ,
you of there is
stories in John
life
3,
in place of death.
There, that might be helpful. John chapter
now, everything
3.
Everything else that we
Jesus
experience
in
our world, the
natural
world, moves from life toward death. When we were
born,
we learn immediately.
We
at the first born in this world, and all but immediately we are.
The chapter begins with by saying,
run our way
"Now there was a man of the Pharisees."
And that's the way things work.
So he was
in the natural
world.
Nothing
moves
from
to that
death to life.
religious and political party, which was known for its
conservatism. We're told that we who are dead in our trespasses and sin are made alive through the work of Christ.
In fact, that's pretty much
Judaism, exactly how Paul states it there in Ephesians chapter 2.
These were men who were serious about
keeping the law. Because of God's great love for us, God who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ,
to the more liberal theology of the Sadducees.
In transgressions.
They prided themselves.
God made us alive. Jesus says in John 10:10,
taking
the thief
not
comes
just to kill,
knowing,
steal, and destroy,
but living
I've
out
their Jewish
to give
heritage.
Life, abundant life, life to the full.
So there was a man,
life
of
where
the
there's
Pharisees
death.
Named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. So he wasn't just any Pharisee. He belonged to that
conversation
group
that takes place
Hebrew, made up of 70
John
or 72
chapter 3. And if you have your Bible,
respected
let me just invite you to
Jewish
turn here
leaders,
to John chapter 3,
who
Jesus
were basically the government. Though they were under the yoke of Rome, they were the ones.
We meet this man Nicodemus. We don't know a great deal about him. But we know some important
things.
Gave
governance to the people of Israel.
John chapter 3 begins with this verse.
Now
there was a man
of the
Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. So we already know that he's a Pharisee.
The Pharisees were the theological
scholar of the Torah,
the Jewish
conservatives
law.
Of their day.
Unless
they were living out
intent
on defending their Jewish heritage.
You said you believed.
They took the law very seriously.
That
they
kind
did
of
everything
man.
They could
there was
to
a man
live up to
of
it.
The Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish
it
ruling council.
It became burdensome and
Jesus
difficult, but they were
said,
determined.
Rabbi, we know that you are
Judaism
a teacher
of
who has come
of their
from God, for no one can perform the miraculous signs
and
you are
so
doing.
Nicodemus
God
was part
were not
of this.
With him.
Kind
this
of
is a remarkable
thing
for
the Nicodemus
party called the Pharisees.
Pharisee,
remember Jesus.
As
a
member of the
Sanhedrin,
sometimes to the Pharisees, because of their hypocrisy,
Jesus
because
refers
of
to him
the,
as Israel's
the load
teacher.
Of legalism that they impose.
It's a remarkable
on the people
thing for him
it.
To look at this.
But to their credit, they're at least trying their best to defend what they understand the law of God.
Preacher from up in the
because
country
no
region of Galilee,
and call
not only
him
is Nicodemus
rabbi,
he
Pharisee,
has no official,
one,
he's
a
member
as a rabbi.
Of the Jewish
he has
ruling
no
council.
Official
that would
training
be the education
to
be
the council
a rabbi.
Of 70 or 72.
Yet Nicodemus sees something in him, and so he addresses him with this term of respect.
Rabbi was the way that Israel
we know
governed
that you are a teacher
no
who has come from God.
They
for
were
no
under
one
the yoke of the Roman Empire,
miraculous signs
but
you
they
doing
were allowed some.
We're not
self-governance
with
through this body called the ruling council or the Sanhedrin.
In reply,
and apparently
Nicodemus declared,
is so well
I tell you the
of,
truth,
he is held
no
in such
one can
high
see
regard
the kingdom
that he is
of God
a member
unless he is
of
born
this
again.
Elite group.
And you read that and you think, wait a minute.
In fact, later on in the text, down
what
to
does Jesus reply
10,
have to do
Jesus
with what
says
to, Nicodemus has just
you
said?
You are Israel's teacher.
It seemed to be totally unrelated.
Not just
don't
a teacher, but the teacher.
Those.
You are Israel's teacher.
Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who's come from God. No one
you're
can
so
perform the miraculous
well
signs you are doing if God were
law.
Not with him. And then Jesus says,
prophets.
I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom
Hebrew
of God
scriptures.
Unless he's born again. I think what Jesus is saying is, Nicodemus...
So, this man,
the reality
first,
is,
came to Jesus
that you
night.
Really aren't able to
he said,
perceive
Rabbi, we
anything
know you are a teacher
in the realm
who's
of God's
God,
kingdom,
for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing
you have been
if
born
God
again.
Were not with him. Now, here's a remarkable thing. This,
so
man
you're saying
who's,
what
who's,
you perceive to be true,
kind of
but in fact,
epitome,
you are blinded by the fact that you've not yet been
leadership,
born again,
held in such high regard. Is conversing
well,
now with
Jesus, response,
who is
an some
itinerant
about that
preacher
terminology.
From up in the rural country
born again,
Galilee, and he calls
so
him
in verse 4,
rabbi,
Nicodemus responds,
Jesus, rabbi.
How can a man be born when he
which
is old?
Which is a term of great respect.
Sure, he cannot enter a second time into
I mean,
his mother's
Jesus
womb
is not in any official way
that's
a rabbi.
Not that he has
none
Jesus
of the credentials, none
about
of the
none
of
the
formal education
that
would be required by a
he's
rabbi.
He's challenging Jesus
Nicodemus
on the fact that his
you know,
first words are
a
rabbi.
A man or a woman are the sum
we
total
know that you're
of
a
their
teacher
past.
Who's
you know,
come
there's
from
all kinds
God.
Of things that make us who we are. Our heredity, our DNA, our upbringing.
We don't quite
our,
know who the we
kind of
is.
The environment, the things that have
maybe
happened
rabbi,
along
maybe
the way. The choices
Nicodemus
we've
thinking,
made
you know,
in life.
My
all
colleagues
those things
and I
make us who we are at this point. And yes, we can do better. And yes, we can...
We
can decide
and
to make some
we
changes,
take note of the fact
but
that
we
you're
can't go
a
back.
Who's come from God? For
and
no one
restart
could perform
the
miraculous signs you're doing
at the very
God
beginning
with
again.
Him. I mean, we've had our share of
so,
quacks who
you
come
know,
along
that's,
and done crazy
you can't go back
and
replay
and,
the first
and,
half.
And,
that's already
and,
done.
Been,
so what do you mean?
It's all been a big fraud.
You say
we see
that we have to be born
youth,
again.
No one could be doing the things that you're doing.
How is it possible for somebody to re-enter their mother's womb and be born and kind of start over again? You don't get to do that.
And then Jesus replies in verse 3.
I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
I tell you the truth.
Now, what in the world does that have to do with what Nicodemus just said?
Water,
you look at what Nicodemus said, and you look at Jesus' reply, I think, how do those fit together?
There's been a lot of debate. What does born of water, is he talking
about? Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who's come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you're doing if God were not with him.
What does born of water
mean? Jesus answers that by saying, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again.
You see that in verse 3 and verse 5.
I wonder if Jesus was not saying, Nicodemus,
you say, in verse 3, Jesus begins by saying, I tell you the truth.
That's how it's
something
translated
in the NIV.
You've reached conclusions
about me. Some of you probably have a translation. But the reality is that
truly, you can't see the kingdom of God.
Or if you remember in the King James, it said,
verily,
verily,
the
workings
of God.
Expression
to
this common
until you are born again.
That gave a sense of certainty and conviction.
And Nicodemus gets tripped
to what was being
said. Verse 4.
How can a man be born when he is old?
Being said here,
surely he cannot enter a second time
believes
into his mother's womb to be born.
Now Nicodemus isn't,
and so in verse 3, Jesus is actually talking about physical birth.
Truly, truly, or I tell you the
truth. Mind, you know,
verse 5, he begins the same way.
All of his past.
Truly, truly, or I tell you the truth.
Things that have influenced him.
Then in verse 3, the next part of that sentence,
he has all the things that have happened to him in
his childhood.
He has the education that he's received along the way. He has the influence of
parents. Verse 5,
others over his life.
He has decisions.
No one can enter the kingdom.
You get to
God.
A point in your life, and you're the kind of the product
of all that.
And yes,
truly,
you're
truly,
able to make
no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
You can't go back and be born again. You don't get a redo here.
You can't
unless
set
the game clock back to
the
beginning
so
and play the first half over again.
Jesus
it's already
is replacing
done.
Born again with the phrases born
so,
of water
so Jesus,
and of the Spirit.
So Nicodemus is really responding by saying he's enlarging
Nicodemus' worldview of attaining
kind of the
godliness
definition of being
by the
born
law,
again by saying what I'm talking
simply
about is being born of water
put one
and
foot
the
in front of the other
now,
and
maybe today or tomorrow will be, I'll do a little better than I did yesterday
down in verse 3,
and you're working at it, you're trying
nine,
to progress
Jesus
along
says, excuse me Nicodemus says how can this be
and Jesus
and
is basically
10,
saying that doesn't work
Jesus
you born
says
again.
You're Israel's teacher and you don't understand
and Nicodemus is challenging that thinking
what would there
add
be
up to him
about
sure,
being
a
great teacher
time into
Israel
his mother,
that would cause
born.
Him to understand.
And then Jesus answers in verse 5, I tell you the
well,
truth,
the term
no
born
one
again
can
never
enter
the kingdom of God
in the
Hebrew
unless he's born of water and the
but
Spirit.
But being born of the Spirit
now,
and being born
you,
of water
take
does
time to look at Bible commentaries
a number of times
there's
in the
all
Hebrew
kinds
and
of
so Jesus assumes that Nicodemus should be familiar
means.
With that.
Water.
When
and
I
the
say,
what does it mean to be born of
born
water,
of water
and,
of
and
born
of
the
Spirit?
Being born
there
of
are
water refers to physical
Old
birth.
Testament passages
spirit,
that could, should immediately
birth.
Come to your mind,
say,
Nicodemus.
No, water stands for the waters
to help
baptism.
You understand what I'm talking
and there are
about.
Several other theories that are being floated around. What does that
one
mean?
One of those passages,
me,
you don't need to try to turn
you
there,
what
but
I
said,
how
Ezekiel
I understand
chapter 36.
I think that verse 3,
God is speaking to his children.
Five,
and he's saying,
I will sprinkle clean water on you,
so in verse
and you'll
three,
be clean.
Jesus begins
I will
by
cleanse
saying,
you from all your impurities
I tell you the truth.
Idols.
And then
and
in
some
another
of you have
verse,
a translation,
he says,
I will
put my
from
spirit
in you.
Version.
Some of you have a translation
you to follow
that
my decrees.
Translated,
truly, truly.
Or if you remember
the
King James
Testament
Version,
scripture,
said,
there's
verily,
references
verily,
to the washing of water, the cleansing of water.
It was used in that language,
in
that culture, to add weight and conviction
being born of
to
water,
what was being said.
Purity,
being
so
born of the
Jesus
Spirit, which is
life
underscoring
fact,
and italicizing what he's about to say.
The very
by beginning
chapter,
with these
words,
there's that story
truly,
of the dry bones. When
now, if you look
God
down in verse 5,
into the valley,
he begins
to
state
all
there
the bones
the same
they
way.
Together,
I tell
no
you the truth.
Them, and then he says, now, Ezekiel,
or
I want
truly,
you to prophesy
truly.
To the wind. Blow life
back
into
up in verse 3
so he does that
I tell you the truth
great army,
no one
says,
can see
the
kingdom of God
story, God says to Ezekiel I will put my
back
spirit
in verse 5
in you, and you
I
will
tell you
live.
The truth no one can enter the kingdom
I will
of
put
God
my spirit in you and you will
back
live
to verse 3
so now Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus and saying you have to be born
truly truly
again.
I tell you the truth
Nicodemus
no
saying,
one can see the kingdom of God
Jesus says,
unless he is born again
you have to be born of water and of the spirit
truly truly or I tell you the truth no one enters the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the spirit
and through the infilling
so I think Jesus is simply restating what he's already said but he's replacing The idea of being born again with this idea
and
of
when
being born
happens,
of
water that brings about
the Spirit.
A new
that
life.
Is, that being born again means being born
there's
of water
life
and the
now
Spirit.
Where there's been
and
death.
We're helped with that.
You
by,
see, when Jesus says to Nicodemus,
Nicodemus
you need
asking
to be born again,
nine, well,
that's not
mean?
A metaphor.
And in verse 10, Jesus says,
that's not Jesus
you're
just trying
teacher.
To kind of give
and you don't understand
picturesque language.
In other words,
Jesus
describes
is stating
something
this in
a way that he assumes
to happen
somebody
in.
Of Nicodemus'
stature
that will connect.
There's something literal about
he's not trying to be vague or
born again,
the literal
mystifying here. He's
new
trying
birth
to explain
that he's
something
speaking
to Nicodemus,
about is not
so he restates it in
a
words that
he, birth,
but it is a very
Nicodemus
literal
ought to understand.
Spiritual birth.
And the reason he ought to understand them is
born,
because we're spiritually
you come across
dead.
Now and then
we're
in the Old Testament
in our
scripture, which Nicodemus knew.
There's
so well.
No life in
the
us.
The term born again
and that's what Jesus
is not in the Old Testament
Nicodemus.
Scripture,
Nicodemus.
But born of water and born of the Spirit does occur. A number
surely,
of times,
I'm telling you the
Testament.
True scripture.
No
so
one
Jesus
can see the kingdom of
Nicodemus,
God.
Okay,
unless
you don't get
born
again.
Again
you're
let me restate
dead
this.
To that.
You have no
truly,
ability
truly,
to perceive
you,
it.
Anyone would enter the kingdom
there's
of heaven
no
needs to be born of
life
water
in you until
and born
this
of the Spirit.
Birth
now, you
takes
get
place.
It?
And when this new birth takes place, then there
and
is
Nicodemus does,
a
and
cleansing.
Jesus says, well,
then there
to.
Is life poured into you by the Holy
teacher,
Spirit.
You're the teacher of Israel. Let me just take you to one place in the Old Testament. There are a number of them. But in Ezekiel chapter
come,
36,
they might have life.
Jesus, the prophet is speaking,
they might have it,
and he's saying, verse
abundant.
25, Jesus, God is speaking to his people and saying, I will sprinkle
away
clean
the
water
life.
On you, and you will be clean.
Comes
I will
God
cleanse you from all your impurities and from your idols. I will give you a new heart
all
and put a new
say,
spirit in you.
With Christ,
I will remove
I no
your heart
live,
of stone and
Christ
give you a heart of flesh,
me,
and I will
and
put
the life
my
which
spirit
I now live in the
you.
Body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who
catch
loves me
do?
And gave himself for
I'm
me.
I'm
going to
sprinkle
this
you
new life
water.
I'm
going to make you
it's
clean.
It's not my own. It's,
I'm gonna
it's the life
you.
Of God. This,
with
this
my
me to
water,
birth,
and then
and
after I've cleansed
life.
You, I'm going to put my spirit
well, how glorious
in you,
it is to know
which is
that
life
we have this given. Good news to share with
so
our
Jesus
city and with our
that
world.
Kind of Old Testament imagery now to explain what it means
we're not
born
inviting
again.
Them
what I'm talking
to
about
start
is being born of water, the cleansing,
or to
being
try
born of
the
Spirit,
from now
having the Spirit of God,
or turn over
who is
a new
life,
leaf,
now,
or even just to pray
you.
A prayer. But what we're
so
inviting them is to come
in
and
fact,
be born.
Born again.
Now the word
have
born
a life
again,
in them,
that's not a
which
metaphor.
Was never there before. That's not a poetic
which is why it's impossible for somebody
to talk about some other reality. That is
slowly
a literal description of what Jesus means what a person
one moment
comes,
you're not born the next moment
Christ.
You are born
they
as
are,
God puts life into you and as you by faith
born.
Say yes to
they
the
were
provision
dead
and the offer
their
of God
sins. We're dead in our trespasses and sin
and you're born
now
of water
come,
and you're born of the Spirit
Christ,
there's a new
we
birth
are born
that
again
place.
There's new life where there was death. Nicodemus doesn't quite get it. See,
at
I'm talking about being born of water and born of the Spirit. Born of water meaning the cleansing work that
verse
I do,
14, Jesus
being
says
born
this.
Of the Spirit means the Spirit
just
comes now and gives you new life in, fact,
in the desert.
In just a moment,
so the Son of Man
a
must
moment
be
ago, we were looking
at
Ezekiel 36.
In
the very next chapter,
in him may
Ezekiel
have
37 is that
life.
Scene where Ezekiel is taken to the Valley of the Dry Bones.
Well, Nicodemus knows that
told
story
told to prophesy
well.
To the bones, and the bones all come together, and then they stand
the
up, and
numbers,
they're standing there, but there's no light
takes
in them.
Verses,
and you remember
the story.
The Lord says
like
to Ezekiel,
the people
now, Ezekiel
of Israel traveled from Mount
wind,
Hor along the road, route to the
breathe,
Red Sea.
And the breath of God begins to blow, and suddenly these dry bones become living
people,
and there's a great
army. Brought us up out of Egypt
and
to die in the
God
desert.
Explains
there's
that.
No bread, there's no
says,
water.
Here's what I mean.
Test
I will put my spirit in you and you will live.
And then God sent venomous
snakes. That's what that whole thing about
them.
The valley of dry bones. I'm going
to,
you're not living until my spirit
the
is in
people came
you.
To Moses and said, we've sinned when we spoke against the Lord.
It's when my
you.
Spirit is
pray
in you
that the Lord
that
will
you
take
will
the
live.
Snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, make a snake, put it on a pole. And anyone who is bitten
you
can look
born
at
again.
It and live.
What does that mean?
So Moses made
he's
a bronze
water
snake
and
put it on the pole. And when anyone
means
was bitten by
cleansing.
A snake, they looked at the bronze snake and they
and
lived.
You can do in your heart. It means you need the Spirit of God to come in you because
was
right
taking
now
place
you're dead.
Centuries before,
and you cannot see the kingdom of
but
God
it was
unless
God's
you're born again.
Way of redeeming and saving
you may be
and
the teacher of
rescuing
his people.
You may have huge sections of the Torah memorized.
Now Jesus is talking
you may be
to
able
Moses
to stand
and
in front
says,
of crowds and preach,
just as Moses lifted up the snake
cannot,
in the desert, so the Son of Man
must be
lifted
up.
He's speaking of the cross.
Until you're born again.
And when that happens,
up on a
whole.
You become
alive. Up on the cross.
There's this new birth results
so
in
the Son
life.
Of
that's what birth does. Birth, something has come to birth. Something has come to life.
In him may have eternal.
Now, when we share
life.
The gospel with people, what we are sharing
there's
is life. Jesus said, "I've
it's
come
eternal life. It's
to give you life. I'm the way. I'm the truth.
It's
I'm
the
life."
Of Jesus in us.
It's the life of the Holy Spirit.
Some of you will remember.
It's the abundant life. It's the provision of God.
A long time ago, decades ago, Campus Crusade for Christ was doing this thing all across the nation.
It's good news.
Called Here's Life. Do any of you remember that?
That's
and they would do
news.
It in cities. It would be Here's Life New York and Here's Life Charlotte.
Because what
I don't know, his name
need.
Was there Here's Life Raleigh?
I
bet there was. Because even in
not
smaller communities,
someone
they were doing this. It was a nationwide thing. And I was thinking again about what we have to
life.
Share with our city. And that phrase popped in. Here's life, Raleigh.
The gospel, someone has wisely said.
You got to be born
does
again.
Not make
George
bad
Whitfield,
man good.
Famous preacher, probably the most famous preacher of
dead
his day,
man live.
A couple of centuries ago.
We were dead.
Great evangelist. We preached to thousands of people. I don't know how you do that. Outdoors. Somehow you stand down in the valley. Somehow the sound would echo it. And he preached
it's a good
and people were coming
message
to Christ
that God has given us to share this week.
Text was often this text from John 3, you must be born again. Some people started to get annoyed with him and say, okay, Mr. Whitfield,
Lord,
why do
you
keep
this morning
preaching,
we've been able to
you must be born again. You must be born again. It seems to be the only text you know,
truth.
You must be born again. And his response was, well, the reason
oh,
I keep
Lord,
saying you must
you
be born again
the life.
Is,
thank
because
you
must
for
be
the
born again.
New birth.
You know, I mean, there just it has to
born
happen.
Water,
you're dead
in
your trespasses
spirit,
and sin. But when that happens, you have
life.
Born
into this fulfilling, abundant provision of God. Thank you. When we were dead
we
in our trespasses and sin, Christ
look
died
at the end
for
of the
us.
Story.
Made us alive with
there's
Christ.
There's a lot of other things that
seated us in
the
heavenly realms
moment,
with Christ. Lord, we just praise you for your
Jesus
goodness.
Jesus concludes this conversation with Nicodemus in verse 14.
Lord, may we
by
go with that
by making
truth,
another
so
Old Testament reference.
Hearts that
Nicodemus
we can't
will immediately get
share
this because he knows this story well.
The wonder and the glory of it with those around us.
So in verse 14 of John 3, Jesus says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert,
good,
so the Son of Man must be lifted up that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
We
need life.
Father, thank
life that's available is eternal life. So, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man, that's Christ himself, must be lifted up on the cross that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Now, Nicodemus knows that story well. That's from Numbers chapter 21. It's only a few verses long in the scripture, so let me read it to you quickly. From Numbers 21, verse 4, the people of Israel had traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom, but the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There's no bread, there's no water, and we detest this miserable food. After a while, this doesn't say this in the text. After a while, the Lord had had enough of this. So it says, the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. And the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. So Moses made a bronze snake and put it on a pole, and when anyone was bitten by a snake, he looked at the bronze snake and lived. Now Nicodemus knows that story for sure. And so Jesus concludes this conversation with Nicodemus by saying, Nicodemus, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. They're going to look and live. Jesus is going to be lifted up on the cross. And as we look in faith, we live. We live eternally. We receive eternal life. It's a glorious, glorious message that we get to share with people who are dead in their trespasses and sin. They don't know it.
that they can be born again. There's a new life. It's not, wouldn't it be good if you started coming to church? It's not, wouldn't it be good if you tried harder next week than you did last week? Wouldn't it be good if you turned over a new leaf? Wouldn't it be good if you gave up this particular habit? No, it's, you need new life. You're dead. You're spiritually dead. Your spirit is dead to God. But as you're washed with water, that God does that cleansing work that we've been celebrating here at the table of the Lord through the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And he gives us his spirit. That spirit now becomes life in us. And there's a life that was never there before. It's not a metaphor. It's a reality. Life that wasn't there before is there now because of the cross. Would you bow with me in prayer? In a moment, we're going to sing again, and we'll soon be on our way. And I know there are a few folks here who would like to be prayed for this morning regarding some physical needs, but perhaps there are others who might be here, and you know that spiritually there's no life in you. You don't know the Lord. And you need that. You must be born again. And I just would say we would be delighted to pray with you at the end of the service. If you would just want to come this direction and we can be of help, we'd be honored to do that. Father, I pray this morning you will be speaking.